You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're in number two of the Triple Dipper today. I titled this section, Heavy Hands. You know, what do you do when the oppressive weight of government or a giant corporation with all the assets in the world or you know, a state government for that matter, decides to just go ahead and sort of abuse its authority and, you know, put the thumb down on you, put the heavy hands in place, the ones that are designed to show you that they're the boss and you will have to do what they say, knowing full well that it's hard for just the average folks to fight back. Well, I love the fact that sometimes average folks can just fight back. And if anybody knows about that, it's my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky's on the line right now. She is currently with the Eagle Forum, but you may recall, as I said earlier, she had been with the Wetumpka Tea Party and stood up against the whole Lois Lerner scandal and the IRS targeting conservative groups, and she testified before Congress. Well, now she finds herself in the thick of things again. She's been on the show talking about this. The Department of Justice, the Biden Department of Justice, has decided to get involved because they don't like the idea that Alabama has a law that simply says don't do transitioning surgeries and hormone therapies on kids. And the Eagle Forum, like conservative groups everywhere, advocated for the legislation that blocks that, and then suddenly found itself with a DOJ subpoena. All right, enough of that. They've had some hearings, had some developments. Becky Gerritsen's on the phone. My friend Becky, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I think I almost gave a soliloquy there as part of your intro, so I apologize for that.
Well, but that was good. It was good, and I'm just very grateful that you're having me on this. All this hearing just happened today, and
So
it's kind of been a whirlwind that I'm finally able to talk about it. So I'm glad you're having me on to do that.
Absolutely. So catch us up. You guys got the subpoena. You resisted the subpoena. Your attorneys filed a motion to quash. And where did it go back and forth, and what happened today?
Okay, so originally the DOJ wanted us to, we're not a party to the case, we're a third party, so them issuing a subpoena to us is unprecedented in the first place. But they originally wanted 11 broad categories of everything dealing with VCAP, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Then we said no, we're not going to do, we filed a motion to quash. Then they came back and said, okay, well, we really only want these five things. Okay, so we said, no, you can't have those five things. And then on Friday last week, the attorney who issued the subpoena sent us an email saying, we are going to withdraw the subpoena. And so we're thinking, okay, well, that's good. But about 90 minutes later, we got a phone call from the DOJ saying that was a mistake. We really do want one thing. And however, that one thing was not on the original subpoena.
What could it possibly have been? What did they add to Santa's wish list?
Now what they want is in the law itself, in the bill that was passed, there are some findings, about 16 different findings that, you know, lay out why this bill was needed. And in two of those findings, one of them says several studies say blah, blah, blah. And then another one, I think it says, a study says blah, blah, blah. And so they want to see what those studies were, which I understand that. That makes some sense to me. However, Eagle Forum did not write those findings. So that was a legislator that added those in. But long story short, and kind of getting ahead of myself, That's what they wanted. Now, and they did not specify that in the first subpoena. So what they should have done was withdraw the subpoena and then just give us a brand new one. So, but that is not what happened. So the judge was, I took some notes, so I'll just kind of hit the highlights. But he said, he sat there, when he sat down, he just sat there for a long time, quiet, you know, in authority. And he was looking through his things. And basically, he told the court, I have read through everything. I've been, you know, preparing for this. So he really knew everything. There's a lot of court filings that took place over this one issue. And then he proceeded to say that when he read the subpoena itself, before reading the motions, before reading any other declarations, he was really basically stunned at how vastly overbroad the subpoena was.
There you go.
Let me see.
That's a great way to start a hearing.
I've just got them right here. Vastly overbroad and unduly burdensome.
Yep.
How could this possibly be relevant? Now, the things they were wanting were, they're fighting over whether this law is constitutional or not. But the things the DOJ asked for, and he read all 11 of them out loud in court, and it was jaw-dropping. You know, they want emails, every email that had to do anything with VCAP, to a legislator, to the governor, to the lieutenant governor, to another lobbyist, to a third party. They wanted to see social media posts. They wanted to see our policy objectives, our strategies. Any opinion data that we would have used, any meeting notes that we would have taken, they wanted all of that.
And I'll tell you what he was doing, Becky. Let me jump in real quick.
Yes.
What he was doing, I guarantee you, was even though those documents are technically part of the clerk's record, he was placing it on the oral record. He was stating out loud for the purpose of the court reporter. The things that, I mean, basically there's no one can say, oh, judge, you missed this point. No, I didn't. I said it out loud. It's on the record. So he was being very clear, for the actual written record as to what was said and what he was considering. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the judge asked, so the man who, the U.S. attorney who gave us this subpoena, issued this subpoena to us, he was there, and the judge asked him, did you issue the subpoena in good faith? And Mr. Cheek said yes. And then the judge asked him, why are we here today? You asked for everything, and now you only need one thing. And several times during this hearing, he said, what changed? You needed all this, and now you just need this one thing.
I'll tell you what changed.
Which was
the press releases went out. That's what changed. It got hairy. That's what changed.
Yeah, it was. I think that did definitely play a part in it. And I think they got caught asking for things that they're not entitled to and things that they really had no business asking. So long story short, he said, basically if they would not, if they were, they were just going to, on Friday, they said they were going to withdraw the subpoena. And he said, had that not have happened, I would just quash the whole thing. But they've come back with this one more. So he's writing an order. The judge is writing an order, and we will see the fine print of what he says. But basically, he did quash it. We are not having to answer any of the things in those original 11 categories.
Woo-hoo!
But he did leave the door open for them to issue another one to try to find these studies, these medical studies. I thought it was interesting. The legislature is responsible for this bill.
Yeah.
And my thought is, why don't they go to the legislature and ask what studies they used in writing those findings? It's hard for me to be okay with Eagle Forum as a third party having to turn this over. Now, we have not received this new subpoena, so maybe it won't happen at all.
Well, and the reality is you don't have to go out and do the U.S. attorney's work for him. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. And you can't be responsive to something that doesn't exist. But what's apparent to me, though, is number one, several things here, Becky. I mean, first of all, and we've only got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left, but you guys stood up and faced it down, and you won. And this was a clear indication of heavy-handedness. We're going to show all you small Alabama activists what we got. The DOJ's here. And guess what? It didn't work. And then all of a sudden they don't need the things they said they needed, which is a little embarrassing. The judge was right to ask that question, why are we here when your entire original subpoena is apparently no longer needed? And you made everybody go through the machinations and pay for their attorneys to have to be in front of my court today. But the other piece of this is they're having to play their hand a little bit now, because suddenly it appears they want to see the scientific or medical basis for which the bill was written Well, the studies exist, DOJ. Go do your own work. You can have contravening studies. They don't have marijuana is considered, you know, great medicine on one study and not good medicine on the other. Well, the same is true for transgender therapies. There's going to be things that harm kids, and some folks are going to say it doesn't.
Right. And to that point, they have already received, the state of Alabama has already produced all these studies, has already listed them out. They have amicus briefs that have listed these studies out. So they have really everything that we would have. But the judge, this is interesting, when the judge kind of left that door open for the DOJ to come back and ask us, he suggested that they do it in a letter form and that they say all the studies they have. And then, hey, Eagle Forum, are there any others on this list that we don't know about? Are there some that you don't see that maybe we need to add to this list? So we'll see what kind of form that comes back to us. And I would love to, I'll send you all a link, and people can go to alabamaeagle.org. I will post the judge's order on our homepage. I'm really interested to see, you know, what he says in this, but
yeah.
I think continue to pray for this whole issue, for the whole court case, for the judges, for the attorneys, for the parents, for the children that are going through this. You know, they certainly need our prayers and their eyes to be open, and we will keep fighting the good fight, and I'll keep you posted on what happens next. But thank you for letting us cover this. Thank you for everyone out there praying for us. And, I mean, I don't want to gloat. I don't know that this is a super win, really, but in a way it is. I mean, the judge saw it for what it was, and that's great.
And you're absolutely right, and you're right on several levels, not the least of which is the fact that this is a win, but it's a win because y'all decided to stand up. But then at the same time, it's also so important to remember that our kids are at the middle of all of this. And I appreciate Eagle Forum, the work that y'all do continually, and all right, my friend Becky, never one to shy from controversy. We love you. We appreciate you. Stay in the fight, all right?
All right. Thank you. You all have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Beck. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll come right back and continue on this topic still. We got a little more to go here. Other issues related to heavy hands. You just had one example there. The DOJ got their heavy hands smacked by the court today, apparently. But then you've also got the fact that the Biden administration just extended the COVID pandemic, even though the president said it's over. Go figure. And I also got more stuff about, like, you know, state law. I'll tell you about that, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.